We're on Daf Nun Beis Amid Beis. We had started learning yesterday. Amar Rav Shmami Nami Masnisen Arba from our Mishnah that brings a Maise. Maise b'chamish noshim v'behem shtei achoyes v'liket odem echad kalkol shal teinim v'shal ahen hoysa v'shal shviyes hoysa v'amar eikulcha mekadosh shli b'kalkol azu v'kibla achas menai dekulon v'amar chachomim en achoyes mekadoshe. So the Gemara relates that Rav said from this Mishnah we can derive four halachas. And three of the four halachas Rav was noket lebiyodei, he chazed the rain. The fourth halacha he didn't chaz the rain. Now, Rav to v'idoch mayi, this is the fourth halacha, which he didn't chaz the rain. Kedushin shem misurin lebiyah, that from the Mishnah we can learn that kedushin she'ain misurin lebiyah is the Mishnah we can learn if it is Kedushin or if it's not Kedushin. So the Gemara says, v'nechashva. So why did Nechazarayn this fourth halacha? From the Mishnah we could derive the din about Kedushin, Shem, Mishnah, Labiyah. So the Gemara answers, Mishum de Mesafkelei Ika Baye Ikerov. He didn't know Pshat the Mishnah. He didn't know to learn Pshat the Mishnah like Abaye learned. So then we'll have a Rai from the Mishnah Kedushin Shem Misum Labiya Havik Kedushin. The way Rabbah learned, and then it's Muchach from the Mishnah, that Kedushin Shem Misum Labiya is Loi Havik Kedushin. Let us see what Rashi says. So Rashi is when the lines start getting wider. V'nechashvei Rav Nami Loha. So why didn't Rav take this into the Cheshbin? If this fourth halacha is should chazer ein, v'amai loy nokat v'yodei alatlas, honam yishmami no. We could also derive from the Mishnah the Kedushin shem isum labiyah le'av Kedushin. So the Gemara says, no, misafka le'ike abaye. He doesn't know pshat the Mishnah. Do you learn pshat the Mishnah like abaye, the mukila b'bas achas, shekideish shteyim, and speaking about that he married both daughters. So then the Mishnah says, if he married both daughters, they're not Mekudish. Hakidish achas men, but if he would have been Mekadish, one of the two daughters, not specifying which daughter he's marrying, Mekudeshes. Bava gavdaloi pirish, even though he didn't explain which daughter he wants to marry. Ushmami no havi kedushin. So if we learn pshat in the Mishnah like that, so it's muchach on the Mishnah kedushin shein misurin lebiya havi kedushin. V'kerove the muki b'shalai kiddush ala achas. Rav learns pshat the Mishnah. There is only mekadish one of the two. V'lohachi yomar Rav. Therefore Rav said shma mina mimasnis in arba. From the Mishnah we can derive four halachas. Devadai kedushin shalai nimsur lebiya nami shamina mina. If we'll know the correct pshat in the Mishnah, so we could figure out from the Mishnah what the halach is by kedushin shalai nimsur lebiya. Avoloi hoya loy lafori shai mina yishamet mina. But Rav himself did not know what we can derive from the Mishnah. Yehavi kedushin le havi kedushin, because he did not know pshat in the Mishnah. Zogt die Gemara weiter. Ki solik Rab Zeire. When Rab Zeire went up to Eretz Yisrael. Amra loha shmaite kamei de Rab Yechanan. So he told over what Rav had said. One of the halachas that Rav had derived from our Mishnah was, Kitcha begezel eina mikodeshes. Afilu begezel dido. He says, Rav had seen in our Mishnah, in the Mishnah it says, this person had taken a kalkola shel peiris from their orchard, and now he's mekadish them with their peiris. But the Mishnah says it was shviyas. So since it was shviyas, so memela, so it's hefka, So therefore, he could be mekadosh them with their peiros. But if it would not have been shviyas, so they would not have been mekudosh. This was the raya that Rav brought from our Mishnah, kitsha begezel eino mekudosh. So when Rav Zeire came up to Eretz Yisrael, so Rav Zeire related to Rav Yochanan that what Rav brought a raya from our Mishnah, kitsha begezel eino mekudosh. Omar lei, so Rav Yochanan told Rav Zeire, mi omar Rav hochi? What? Rav said that kitsha begezel eino mekudosh? Like, it seems like he couldn't believe his ears. That Rav said you can't be mekadosh begezel. So the Gemara asks, "Vohu loy?" Well, I'm talking about chiddush. You, Rabbi Yechon, also hold the same thing that you can't be magdish gezel. Vohu loy omar, vohomar Rabbi Yechon. Rabbi Yechon himself had said, "Gozal v'loy nishyayishu abaylam." If a person stole something and there was not yush, shneim einam yechelum lahagdish. So, say the owner, inside the gazlan, neither of them can be magdished as chayfetz. Ze lefi she'enei shaloi. The gazlan can't be magdished as chayfetz because it's not his. Beze lefi she'enei b'shusoi. And the nigzal cannot be magdished as chayfetz because it's not in his rishus, since it's stolen from him. So it's einei b'shusoi. So the halach is you cannot be magdished something that is not in your rishus, even though it belongs to you. So memela, so the Gemara is asking, so why did Rabbi Yochanan wonder, did Rav say such a thing? Rabbi Yochanan himself holds, you cannot be magdish gezel. So the Gemara says, hochi kom alei, miyoma Rav kevosi. No, that was the shayla. Rav held like me, Baruch Hashem, so I have a Tana the Messiahly, that Rav also holds like me. He was not asking on the Etzem Aloche, he was elated to find out that he was Machaven to say what Rav said. Now let us see Rashi. Zot Rashi. Amro Lishmaite, Rav Zeire, when he came to Eretz Yisrael, he said over this sugya, Hoda kamrin alel kitche begezel eina mikadeshes. Oma rav hochi, kosal kedaitoch atmui atma, that he's asking, it's a wonder, vishum delay svirale, because he holds that aloch is not true, that's why he's asking it. Upachinen v'ilu rabi yoichen en gufe, miloi oma hochi, the gezel shebiyodai einay mamoinai. This Rabbi Yochanan doesn't hold this halacha that gezel is not his mamon. Let us see Taisus. Then we'll come back to this Rashi. Vohu lo yoma, vohoma Rabbi Yochanan gozal v'loy nishyayishu abayla. Taima. So Taisus asks, my metame gemore. What's the gemore's kasha? The gemore asking Rabbi Yochanan, you don't hold like Rav? You yourself say that gezel v'nishyayi shabayim shteim en chay lagdishay. Dilme loy omar Rabbi Yochanan milsoy ela begezel v'achere. Rabbi Yochanan is speaking about that Reuven stole something from Shimon. And now Reuven is magdishit, so you can't be magdishit, it's not yours, you can't be magdishit. That's what Rabbi Yochanan said. I will be gezel dido, but here we're speaking about, it's gezel dido. He stole it from her, and now he's giving it back to her, and she's accepting it. And we'll see, as the sugya progresses, there's a svara to say, midikabilte achilte. That if she's accepting the Dovah HaGozel, he says, I want to marry you with this. And she stretches out her hand and accepts it. So there's a svara to say that she's maskim to the Kedushin, and she's moichel him the Gezel, and she's married. We'll see later in the sugya that she's married. We'll see how this works. as the sugya progresses. That Rav says, Rav is saying by Gezel Dido, it's Eina Mikodeshes. The Sheminim Bisamuch, the Begezel Dido Mikodeshes, Fei Migezel Da'alma. The Gemara later mentions that there's a Svore Gezel Dido is Mikodesh. Gezel Da'alma, versteht sich. If Reuven stole from Shimon and gives it to Rachel, so he's not giving to Rachel his money. He's giving Shimon's money, and Shimon is out of the picture here. So for Shteitzach, she's not married. But if Reuven stole from Rachel, and now he says, I want to marry you with this money, so the Gemara says, ladies, as far as to say, midi kabilte achilte. She's accepting it, so we assume that she's masking to the Kedushin. So Mamela, so what's the problem of the Gemara? So Rabbi Yochanan had wondered on this Chiddush of Rav, that Rav said in the Mekadeshes. V'yeshloima, so Tosis explains as follows. Doho de mahani gezel di do tvei mi gezel da'alme. That the Gemara Taka mentions later, that if he stole it from her, and he's giving it to her, and he wants to marry her with her thing, Hani mili b'deshadach. That means, if there were shidduchim before, so there was a common interest to get married. And now, he wants to marry her. He made shidduchim, wants to marry her. His pockets are empty. He left his wallet, chveis, and then the other suit. This is a brand new suit he put on, and then he doesn't have any money, and then the Edom are here and everyone's here, so he goes and takes away from her shava pute. Then he says hey, mekodeshesli, and then she takes it. So we say she talked, if she didn't say a word, we assume she's talking married. She realizes the situation. This person doesn't have any money. She won't start off the marriage with the left foot to start criticizing her husband. So fakat, he did it. She's masking. She's an understanding wife. So memele. So when she gets back her pute, she's meichelim. We'll see it becomes his. We'll see the mechanics later. It's his, and then it's hers. Mazel tov, the marriage. This is b'dishodich. That means I have a clue that she's interested in marrying him. So I will not say that his impulsiveness to get married should be a reason to deter her rotzen to get married. So she still wants to marry him. Fakel, he's showing her how interested he is. So he didn't have any money, so she'll cooperate. So, Memela, so there, that's b'dishodich. So b'dishodich, there's zicha, a svara to say, midikibilte achilte. That means, the washeduchim, there's a mokim to assume she's merutze with this maisa kedushin. And when she takes the money back from him, she's moichala meschiyib zeile, and then some amela, so it's his money, and then he's been mekadesha with his money. That's b'dishodach. Avo b'doloi shodach. But if there was no shidduchim from before, adarabe, gora gezel dido mi gezel d'alme, the motzi omre ein shokli v'didi shokli. But if there was no shidduchim, so then gezel dido is much worse than stam gezel. That means like this. If there was no shidduchim whatsoever, so we have to understand, if there's two parties involved, and Reuven gives Rachel a ring, and he says, "Arei at mekodeshesli betabazu, kedas moishe b'yisol." She doesn't say a word. She sticks out her finger to accept the ring. So she's married. To Edom saw that she's married. Then she'll come to court and say, "I never said I'm asking." What do you mean, "Never said I'm asking"? He said he's giving it to you for marriage, and you accepted it. Sarai, you will ask him to what he said. You can't come and tell him, I never agreed with him. He said he's giving to you for this purpose. He's not giving you Stamazai, and you accepted it. So Sarai, you ask him. That is Stamazai. So when there are two parties involved, and one is talking, and the other is quiet, so his silence tells us he agrees to the first party's statements, unless, so don't take it, he's giving it to you, so don't take it. If you don't agree, you want, he's giving you the ring, he wants to marry you. You want the ring, Stamazai, and Shildik. You have to say you want the ring. It's to say that you don't want to get married, you want the ring. He's saying he's giving the ring, and you keep quiet, you're married. But, if he stole from her the ring, and he's saying, I'm giving the ring because I want to marry, she doesn't have to say one word. Why did he keep quiet? I want back my ring. He's making conditions on my ring. So I have to say anything. I won't say anything. You just give me back my ring, whatever I can do to get that married. So by a stolen ring, and there wasn't shidduchim before. So there's no shidduchim. I never saw from her that she's interested in marrying him. And now all of a sudden he comes and he takes away her ring from her, and now he gives it back to her, and she accepts it. So then there's no svara to say whatsoever that she's masking to the kedushin. Then I say, ain't shot libidi di shot. Now, if he stole it from someone else, and he gave it to her, let us say for practical reasons, she didn't know that it's stolen. So, mitzido, she's masking to the kedushin. He's giving her a ring to make kedushin. She's accepting it, she's masking for the kedushin. Now we just have to know, is this his money, is it not his money? Then that's a shayla kitshim begezel. But Gezel Dido, with Shidduchim La'aloche, she's married. Without Shidduchim, she's zicha not married. Because there is no proof of her consent to what he's saying by that she's accepting the ring. So Memele, Abu B'Deloi Shodich, Adarabe, Gore Gezel Dido, Me Gezel Da'ome, the Motzi Omra, she can say, Ain Shokli, sure I took it. I took it because it's my ring. There's no consent, there's no agreement to what he's saying. The Rav Ava Mayri B'Deloi Shodech. Now Rav is speaking about without Shidduchim. So without Shidduchim, everyone would agree with Rav that Gezel Dido is Zicher, she's not Mekudish. So Mamela Rav Yechanan would not disagree with Rav in this Nekudah. The imtaima. Okay, so now Taisus is going to boil down. Taisus over here. Taisus is asking, we have over here a member of Rabbi Yochanan, and we have a member of Rav, and they said something which is really so poshut, it's a wonder why they're saying it. Rabbi Yochanan, let's go to Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan said, Gozal v'loinis yaishu abaylam. Someone stole something, and the baylam weren't milish. So let's in parentheses, who does it belong to? It belongs to the nigzal. I mean, he wasn't miyayish. Belongs to the nigzal. And now the gazlan goes and I magdish this thing. So you'll sell the Williamsburg Bridge also. I'll be magdish the Williamsburg Bridge. And then you'll get a hold of a gizmo to stand there and collect tolls. I mean, it's not, how can you be magdish something that is not yours? So what is the chiddush of Rabbi Yochanan? God shneiim ein yecholim lahagdish. The gazlan can't be magdish. Versteht sich, he can't be magdish. I mean, what? Who would ever think not like that? Let's see. That says the mitayim. May also Rabbi Yochanan shminin. Pahod a minute den yochol lahagdish. He can't be magdish. Pshite. Tamrinon bekama mishnayis uberaisis. The gezel ain't a nikna ella biyush. Without yush, Stamazai stealing something will never become yours. Kigoy, ahi de elu metzias shotaf no kairov eitzov va'avonov. The Gemara in elu metzias is speaking about there was a flood, and the flood was tore out his beams. And his eitzim b'avonim, his whole house is now floating down in the waters of the flood. And it passes by my house, and I see a beam over there. Givaldik. That's just what I was looking for. It says, Im nisyayishu abaylim alei elu shaloi. If they were miyayish, so go and chap the beam. You can chap the beam. It's after years. But the Baraisa is not speaking about Issa v'heta. The Baraisa says one thing. If it's after years, it can become yours. If it is before Yiyush, it cannot become yours. That's what it says in the Baraisa. It doesn't say if you permit it. It can only become yours after Yiyush. So that means, without Yiyush, I'll steal it. I'll take it. It's not yours. The Baraisa says the only way it can become yours is only after Yiyush. So what is the chiddush of Rabbi Yochanan? Someone stole something, he was magdishit, so Rabbi Yochanan says the hegdish is not chal. Please, this is both in the baraisis. V'yeshleima de milse de Rabbi Yochanan kamash molon dein hanigzel yochel hagdishon v'sheinam b'rshus. And the ike chiddush of Rabbi Yochanan is not the gas. That's, you're right, that's bullshit. We wanted to tell, the nigzel is a medic chiddush. The nigzel belongs to the Nixel. It's his. He stole it, still belongs to the Nixel. But Rabbi Yochanan was machadish is a new concept of einay b'rshusoy. If it's mine, but it's not in my possession, I don't have shlita over it, I can't balabat of it, I don't have any control over it, so that's mikareya, you're bailus and you can't be magdish. That's a meiridike chiddush, that in order for me to be capable of being magdish something, I have to have full control over this object, and if it is not under my control, I'm not considered a complete bailam and I can't be magdish. So that's the chiddush. But the gazel, there's no chiddush. But he's just saying, no one can be magdish. The chiddush is the nigzel, the gazel, versteitzer. Fine. Now, I just would like to say one ha'ore. Upochinon, let's just see Rashi now. The three lines on the bottom. V'il Rabbi Yochanan mil gufei milay omar hochi. The gezel shebiyodai einay mamayne. Rabbi Yochanan didn't say this. So weiss doch ois from Rashi, that's the chiddush of Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan, you also held that gezel, because you said that, from Rashi would seem that this is a chiddush. But Rabbi Yochanan said that gezel is not called mamoinai. What the chiddush is, we have to understand. But Rashi seems to be saying that Rabbi Yochanan said this. Okay, Tosfos says, this, you don't need Rabbi Yochanan to say this. This is a poshut halacha. Bim taima, fine. So now we understand that Rabbi Yochanan beikra is coming to tell us that the nigzel can be magdish. Bim taima, l'rab. Well, let's go now to Rab. L'rab nami dekama le'el. The kid she begezel ain't mekodeshes. Now Rab is that does not speak about. Rab is only speaking about kedushin. The kid she begezel ain't mekodeshes. My osalashmina. So what is Rav telling us? Hamikoich Mishnah Shleimi, Dechne Shaisha Bailam, Einoi Shaloi. The Mishnah says it can only become yours after Yish. We're talking about before Yish. So what is the Chiddush of Rav? V'yeshleima. Now here Taisa says, Amar de Kazach. Mikol Mokim Itzrich Milse de Rav. Di Mikoich HaMishnah Hava Mine Davke b'mamoine hu deloikone ele b'yish. In Hilchis Momen, you're 100% right, that if Yena wasn't miyayish, he's not koine. Lechayvu bezn l'shalem. That means he's, that the bezn will be mechayvim to pay back. If there was no yish, he's it's not his momen. Avo lechumre. Af al gav de loynis yaishu, amrinin shim kidesh isha mekodeshes latzricha get. Lekach itzterech milse de rav loyma de eina mekodeshes. Now that's the chmir, I can't recall now where I saw this. I saw that someone says Pshat and Tosfos as follows. We're going to learn soon. If Reuven stole something, that's going to be the next sugya. And if he stole something from Shimon, and Shimon was Miyayish, and then he gives this to Rachel, Rachel is married. The Lomdus will see soon. After Yush, if it was given to Rachel after Yush, Rachel is married. That's the halacha. Before Yush, Rachel is Zichah not married. Now, you have to be a big Lomdan. That means you'll have a shtikel ha'maoretz, and they'll see two maises. One mais will see Reuven stole something from Shimon, and he gave it to Rachel, and the Rav paskind, she's not married. No, so he sees, Gazel's not married. And the second day, Reuven steals something from Shimon, same thing, another thing. Shimon is Grad Miyayish, and he gives it to Rachel. So now this person who yesterday witnessed the same thing, I saw, I was there, I saw the Rav said, no, she has to the same room, the same Shimon, same thing, and the Rav said she's not married. So don't ask a Rav a Shaila. I know, saw from yesterday. He stole the same room and stole from Shimon, gave it to Rachel, she's not married. My Sarav. There's only one small difference. The second day there was Yush, the first day there was no Yush. So people will not know to differentiate. We can't rely on this is a dangerous thing to say, Gezel, you're Mekadesh, but Gezel, you're not Mekadesh. There's some fine points. Was he Miyayish? Wasn't he Miyayish? And not everyone will know to differentiate. So therefore, there would be a Svarit to say as follows. Without Yush, between you and me, she's not married. It's not his money. But the Rabbonon said, you need a get. In order that we shouldn't, that after Yush, people should not say that after Yush is like before Yush, and they'll say after Yush she's also not married. So there would be, what Rav said, Kitcha Begezel Einem Mekodeshes. Not Rav is coming to tell us, Minat Torah, she's not Mekodesh. That I know without Rav. That's a Fesetzer, it's not his money. But there'd be a mocking to say that, Mit Rabbonin, she should be married, L'chumre. That she should need a get, that it shouldn't come out kilkulam. Rav said, no, there's nothing what to worry about. People know the difference between before Yish and after Yish. We don't have to make any chumus. That was the chiddush of Rav. That was the chiddush of Rav. Aval chumre, aval gav the loynis yaishu, did be a svara to say, omrinen shim kiddush isha mikodeshes, let's reach a get. There would be such a svara. Rav said, no, we don't make these chumras, we don't have to be afraid of such kilkulim, people know the difference, there's a big difference between before Yish and after Yish, you don't have to be a big lamdan to know this chilik, we don't have to make any chumras. That's what Rav said. So now our Gemara is made of the Kishmak. The Metame Gemara mi Milsa de Rabbi Yochanan. Vuhu lo yoma kloima, vichi Rabbi Yochanan lo yoma kach, vihi udomer einu yochel lahagdish lfi isha einu sholoi, vafil isura de Rabbona lesbo. That means that's the Gemara being from, now we appreciate Rabbi Yochanan's chiddish. Rabbi Yochanan is also saying a chiddish. The din is by hegdish. If Reuven stole something from Shimon, and then Shimon was miyayish, and then Reuven was magdish, and it's hegdish, and the person will ever know from it, he's mail be hegdish. That's the halacha. So the mail that zicha be amokim to say that if it was before Yush, he was magdishit. So well, let's say this and it's a mili, not a lot to ever know from it. Rabbi Yochanan said, "There's no such chum. You don't have to be machmet. There's no Yush. It's garnished. It's not hegdish. It's nothing." So fakert. So the Gemara. That's the emshir of the Gemara. So Rav said this. And Rabbi Yochanan said this, so that's the most kasha Rabbi Yochanan. Maisa kasha Rabbi Yochanan, you don't know like Rav? This chiddush that Rav said, you also said. You said, ain't a hegdish, and he said, ain't a mekodeshes. And both of you are, the statement of both of you is based
And the fact we don't make any chumras, we're not geyser. Lachi yish ata kaidem yish.
Vafilo yisur da bono lesbo. Uch maikem bekdush anami loy nachmo lo tzrich aget. Vashta mais vishapi gemore me rabi yechon. So that's how Tosfos says pshat in the Zohar. Meis vei. Now let's get back to the Gemara. So bekitzel, so now we understand that now we appreciate the Chiddush of Rav, the Chiddush of Rabbi Yochanan, that Gezel without Yush, the Biyambo came to say we should be Machma L'chumri Nira Get, we should be Gezel Kaidim Yush Otol Achi Yush, and they said, no, we will not make such Chumras, we will not make such Kseiris, finish, it's Gornish, Mit Gornish, she can marry a Koyin, it's nothing. Meisve, like the Gemara, we learned it, not like that. Kitcha, begezel, bechomis, ubegneve. We learned of a person was Makadish begezel. Gezel is he stole it, grabbed it out of someone's hand. Chomos means he also grabbed it out of someone's hands, but he gave him money. Again, he's not interested in selling it. That's not my business. He gives it, how much is this worth? $100, here's $100. He grabs the watch, finished. That's chomos. Ubi gneive. Gneive means that was done hidden. The person doesn't know the ganav is. That's three cases he stole from someone else. Oy shechotav sela miyoda, or he chapped a sela from this woman. Vikitcha, Mekudeshes. Four cases that she's Mekudesh. So we learned enough in the Baraisa that not the way they said. It seems that they were Machma. That you have to be Machma. You can't, you don't play around with these things. So Akasha and Rav. So the Gemara says, Hosom Begezel Didom. So first of all, the Gemara says, the first three cases speaking about that he stole from her. So the Gemara says, so stealing from her is different. So the Gemara says, "Amediktoni seife oy shechotav sela mishalo." That's the fourth case. Oy shechotav sela mishalo. Bichlal dareishe begezel daal maskina. So the Gemara says, no, it's not a fourth case. Pirushi kamafarish. The fourth case is explaining the first three cases. Kitcha begezel bechomos ubegneva keitza, not oy. That's the case. The case is speaking about that he stole it from her, and he's Mekadusha, and she's Mekudesh. Frank the Gemara, but Rav says, I feel the Gezel Dido is also not Mekudesh. But Masnissen, the Gezel Dido, Vikoma Rav, ain't a Mekudesh. Now he's a close Akashan Rav. Someone says, Loikasha hode shodich, hode loy shodich. So this is the assault which we just had in Taisvis. If it was shodich, if there was shiduchim, she's interested in marrying him, so memele, then we say, midika bilte, achilte, she took it, she's moichalim, and he's married. And then she's married to him. Loy shodich, then I say, by accepting it, she's not showing any interest in marrying him. She's accepting it because ain't shakli v'didi shakli. Let us just see Rashi. Zot Rashi, Chamsen yoiv domi al kolchoi shal bal chayfetz. A Chamsen is giving money. Begezel dido. So Rashi says, kivin de kebilte achilte. Since she was mekabalit, she's meichelim. Lakamam porich, or Rav Nami, begezel dido, come on. Rav said gezel dido, I don't say this svara. The Gemara says, Ramas nisim begezel dido. Diktani shelohen hoisa, it was theirs, vadaik ravina dainim akadashis. He loved the shviyas avoy. It wouldn't have been shviyas, so she wouldn't be married. Ha diktani mekadashis, bidishodich, mikamei hochi. There was Shiduchim before, the Nisratze Liskadishla, and she's asking to marry him. Techi Kabilte Ligezel Dido,
B'shem Kedushin, she's mekabel it, he says, he's giving it L'shem Kedushin, and she's accepting it. Achilte, she's meichelin. Now, I'd just like to mention one mahalach I saw in Atar Shmuel, Mishnah Salevi. There is a problem over here, a problem as follows. Two problems. A problem number one is the concept of mechile is only applicable on a chayv. That means, even though Shimon money, I moichel you. You don't have to pay me. By a moment ba'en, that means that, let's say you have a mafkid and a nifkad. The mafkid gave over the nifkad $100 that you should watch it. Fine. So the mafkid comes over to the nifkad, he says, you know what? I moichel you the $100. Nothing. The money still belongs to the mafkid, unless the nifkad will make a ma'aseh kinyan. But the mechile only works on chayvis. I owe you, you don't have to pay me. But mechila will not make Reuven's money Shimon's money, because Reuven is meichel. So we have here one kasha, so achilte, but he has to give her his money. So what? So how does mechila help? That's one kasha. Then there's another kasha. When is she meichel him? Midekabilte, when she gets it. So when does it become his? That means that Philip will say Achilte becomes his, but when do I assume she's Meichel? Midekabilte, when she took it in her hand, then she's Meichel. So fine. So Mechila makes it his, but it's by her now. It never became his. How does this work? So they say this Amoyudiki Yisod. Just mentioned Rabbi Chonon says this Yisod of Babakame. Some others say it, but I'll just mention what Rabbi Chonon says. There's Amoyudiki Gemore in Babakame. The Gemore says, Minayin She Shinui Koine. There's a Kinyin Shinui. What does Kinyin Shinui mean? Kinyin Shinui means that if a person stole chitin, he stole kernels of wheat, and he ground the wheat, he made flour out of it, so the flour belongs to him. The davar hanigzal became nishtane. It changed. Before he stole kernels, and now it became flour. So how do you know shinu yiskoine? It says, v'heisiv es hagzeila, there's a mitzvah to return the gzeila Asher Gozal, the Gzela that he had stolen. So why do you have to be so repetitious? Veshiv es Gzela. The Gzela Asher Gozal. So Chazal say Asher Gozal means Kasher Gozal. If it is, it's the same that it was Bishas Gzela, then there's a mitzvah Veshiv. If it's not the same, there's no mitzvah Veshiv. That's how we learn out that Shinoi is Koine, because it's not Kasher Gozel. The Dov HaNigzel is not the same the way it was B'Shas Kseila. Vrekt Rabbi Chonon, wonderful. There's a mitzvah of Veheshiv. The mitzvah of Veheshiv, you're only Mekayim if it's Kasher Gozel. If it's not Kasher Gozel, there's no mitzvah Veheshiv. But where does it say in this Pasuk that it belongs to the Gazel? We're mixing two things together. The Pasuk is speaking about mitzvahs veheshiv. The mitzvahs veheshiv are mekayim only if it's kasher gozel. If it's not kasher gozel, it's not mekayim mitzvahs veheshiv. This mitzvah you won't have. If it will clear a shelf, it's a lava nitik lesser. Rabbi, you want mekayim veheshiv. Fine. It's not the mitzvahs veheshiv, it's a gzela kasher gozel. But where to say that you're claiming it, that it belongs to you? So Rabbi Chonon, so we see from this Amir de Kazakh, that when a person steals something, he wants it to become his. The Torah doesn't want it to become his. The Torah says, no, you're mechuyev to return it. So we have here a conflict of interests. He wants it to become his, And the Torah said, no, you return it. So Kozman is a mitzvah of a heishiv, so it's not his. The Torah says, you have to return it. It doesn't become yours. The minute the mitzvah's veheishiv falls off, it becomes his. But we won't go into this yisod. But the yisod is that it is not the gazlan's. It does not become the gazlan's because there's a mitzvah veheishiv. And the minute mitzvah's veheishiv falls off, it becomes his. So memela midikabilte achilte, when she is mekabelit, she's moichel the mitzvah's veheishiv. You don't have to return it to me. Her kabbalah shows that she's maskim to what he's saying. I want to marry you with this. Fine. A kabbalah saying, I agree. So I'm moichel mitzvah's veheishiv. The minute she's moichel mitzvah's veheishiv, so it becomes his taket. So either we say bebas achas, it becomes his and hers, or we can say the action of her kabbalah is showing that she's already moichel the mitzvah's veheishiv. So before she gets it into her hand, when she shows that she's muchen to be mekabel the gzeila l'shem kedushin, so in other words, she's saying I'm moichel the mitzvah's hashavet. I'm moichel the mitzvah's hashavet. So automatically it becomes his, and he's mekadusha, and they're married. Zakta Gemara Vaita, Ahi Itze. It's a very interesting Gemara. Da'ave Kamashia Kare b'mishichla d'maya. A very interesting Gemara. There was a woman that was washing her feet in a basin of water. Osa hu gavra, a person passes by, and it's love at first sight. He sees her, she's washing her feet. We'll come to the feet soon. Chotav zuzei mechavrei. So he asked to get it done and over with. This is the one he's looking for. Chotav zuzei mechavrei v'shodelo. So Yenna was standing there. He takes away. Yenna was counting over the money in his wallet. He grabbed the wallet away from him, threw it to her. Amalo mikatshesli, let me mikudish to me. She didn't say a word. Osa ahu gavra, fine, that was scene number one. Fine. Scene number two, now after he did it, now osa gavra lekame derove. He asked Rove, listen, are we really married? I just want to know, soon I have to invest in the hot. Are we married? He told him everything what he did. Oma, so Rove told him, les lechosh lehoda Rav Shimon. No one paskins like Rav Shimon Domastam Gzela Yish Bailamavi. That means, let us just, we'll see this, this is a very Yisaidistic Gemara. Rava told them like this. This Shit is Rav Shimon. Rav Shimon says, Stam Gzela Yish Bailam, Stam Gneva Lav Yish Bailam. That means like this. If I wake up in the morning and I see that someone broke into the house and he took away my money. So was, when, V, how will I find the ganef? Was, I mean, so stam there's a mitzvah stam gneiva yish bailam gzeile. The guy who grabbed it over to me, I know he's my next door neighbor. We daven shul together. I know who he is. I mean, there were 20 people. They grabbed it away from me. So memele. So there's a svore stam gzeile lav yish bailam. That's one svore. Then there's a vakerta svore. Rabbi Shimon said stam gzeile yish bailam. That means this guy grabbed out you. I mean, he's not scared of you. He went over in the middle of daylight. He grabbed away from you. You innocently counting the money. Well, he grabbed it away from you. He's a 6-footer. And then he grabbed it away. And he goes over to the Sisha. So the person looks at him and, I better not start up with him. So Rav Shimon held Stam Gzeila Yish Bailam. So Rava said like this. If we would ask him like Rav Shimon, or we would be chayish for Rav Shimon Shita. So then you have a case. So a mela, she got it after Yush, and we'll talk about it, then she'd be Mekadeshis. But since no one paskins like Rav Shimon, so I got news for you, there's no Yush. This guy was never miyayish.
Since this guy was never miyayish, so memela is so it's before you. So she's not married, so it's nothing. So you'll have to try again to marry her. Before we see Rashi, I'd like to mention the Ritva. The Ritva is Akasha. The Gemara is very understandable. But how does the lady washing her feet come into this? How's the story? Because she's washing her feet. But how does this come into the Gemara? What shaykhus does this have to the shakal of Atariya? So the Ritva says, this is the best of his case. He says he doesn't think it's the emissary test, but he doesn't know anything better. He says, the Gemara is telling us a meridic chiddush. That means, usually, I mentioned before, when a person goes over and gives an isha money, l'shem kedushin, and she accepts it, so by not saying anything, that means she's agreeing to the conditions he said, rebbe kodeshesli, and then he gave it to her, he threw it to her, and then finished. Here he took a silver dollar, he threw it into the basin, the chves, it's her basin, she's kind of with chatzah. And he says, you're mekudish to me. And she's busy washing her feet. So there'd be a svara to say that, I feel this would be kashera money. Who heard from her that she's interested in what he's saying? She's involved in washing her feet. That's what she didn't answer him, because she's busy doing something else. He threw a silver doll in the water, so what is so? I mean, steit in the Gemara nitazai. If this would be kosher and money, she should have said, she won't carry any water. What she'll come later to Bez and say, well, I didn't answer my, I was too busy washing my feet. There's no such thing. This person gave you money for Kedushin. If you're not interested, you should have opened up your mouth and say, I'm sorry, I'm busy, I have to think about it. Say something. Don't keep quiet. Here we say, Shtike Kaido, even though she's involved in something else, but I assume from your silence that you are agreeing with him. And that's why the Gemara is the only reason she wasn't married, because it was a different problem, because it was stolen money. That's why. There was no yish. But taking that away, she would be married. Now let us see Rashi. Zot Rashi. Meshiche safol, a basin. Meshichle. Rab Shimon b'seder taris masinu lo b'gmora d'agoysel oirei shel ganev. Rab Shimon says as follows, oirei shel ganev, if a ganev stole oiris, ein machshove metamosim, so the machshove of the ganev cannot decide like this. The klala is kol hakelim yerdum l'dei tumosim b'machshove. If something belongs to a bailam and the bailam decides he'll use it in the present status without changing it, so it gets a teiris keli already. That is dafke if he's a bailam. Or after yish, it's called yish v'shini Hashem, that'll also help. So it says, Eire shal ganav ein machshav metamosam. The machshav of the ganav cannot be metamet because there's no yish. Vishal Gazlan Machshova Metamosam. The Kosova Abshimin holds given the Yoda Man Gosle Le Motse Lagvuyemine Yushimiyaish. If I know the Gazlan is and I can't take it away from him, say Miyaish, so Memela that's Rabshimin, and Rav said less man the Khoshla Rabshimin.